What's new with Menace?
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of What's New Pod. I am Menace. I'm joined by Bort, a.k.a. Brett. He's an audio expert and syndication expert with the Woody Show Morning Show that you can hear across the United States and around the world on AFN.
Yo.
We are joined by our friend Eric. I would say Randy. I don't even know if he was going to join us today or not. I don't know if we had any communication on that. Also, we have our boy Tyler, who's coming to us from Whittier, California. And then Julianne is coming back from Boston right now. She has been traveling the country as well. I want to speak about some travel because our boy, Heavy T, a.k.a. Texas Tyler, did go to Houston. I want to talk about that. But quick business, we have been messing up. Well, I have been messing up that we were going to do a Raising Cane's meetup. And I think I've said it probably like the past four podcasts that it was going to be in Huntington Beach. It is actually Huntington Park. Huntington Park.
Oh, those are two different places.
Yes, because I was told it was Huntington Beach. And then thank God for a What's New Pod listener who said, are you sure it's not Huntington Park? Because when you Google Huntington Park, it says coming soon. And then when you Google Huntington Beach, it already says it's open. And it has many good reviews. You know, so thank you to a What's New Pod listener who put it on our radar, because probably till the day of, we probably would have said Huntington Beach.
Oh, totally. And to make it worse, I was literally in Huntington Beach and I saw a location, which I'm not sure is a new one coming, or maybe I just saw it from a different angle, but I'm like, oh, Menace, I saw the new one on Huntington Beach. And yeah, it's ready to open, man. It looks good. It's on a great street.
It's can't wait to go already. But yes, Huntington Park. 1 to 3 p.m., myself and Bort are going to be there April 2nd for the grand opening of that. So,
remember when Raising Cane's used to be like, you see one and it's like you found a unicorn?
These things are
like weeds now, man. They're popping up everywhere.
Everywhere. The next one after that Bort and I are going to be at is going to be in North Hollywood.
Shout out to my hometown.
North Hollywood, Raising Cane's. We'll give you more details on that, but come hang out with us again April 2nd in Huntington Park.
Woo.
Heavy T, a.k.a. Tyler, Texas Tyler, returned to his motherland. How was your trip, Tyler? We saw you doing social media, which I was very happy to follow along on what was happening. You went to the rodeo. Dude, he even posted a photo with the lady. Who was that?
Oh, that's just one of my friends.
Friends.
Yeah, I was trying to do some digging on that too.
He was going to say nothing.
I was a little disappointed.
Why?
Because honestly, I saw him post a picture with a cowgirl. I think I recognized her from some other pictures of him. And I went, dude, good for Tyler. He got himself a cowgirl. Not just a milk mama, got a cowgirl.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, I think that's his buddy's girl or some nonsense.
Then
that's
why
stupid.
Wouldn't he be posting a photo of his buddy and his buddy's girl together, all three of them together?
Let me explain. She is in a relationship with another guy. However, I had barely met this dude when I got there.
So however,
who he was. So,
wait.
Homewrecker Tyler strikes again.
Yeah.
Notorious homewrecker. Wait, were you third wheeling with this couple?
So
even more weird, dude. That's even more weird.
Let me explain. So when you do the rodeo, you can have a chance, if you live in Houston, to be on the committee for the rodeo, okay? If you are on the committee, you get a special badge.
Nice.
And this badge allows you to get in two people for free. So I got into the rodeo and the concert for free because she had a badge and I really wanted to see Nickelback, and we had a blast. It was fun.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
All right, well,
I would also like to add that she was the one that posted the photo. Tyler just shared it.
Yeah, which nice.
Correct.
And all right.
So that's so weird. You brought some rando from California to hang out with your boyfriend. And I want to know, what is a rodeo committee entail? What is she a committee of?
Yeah.
Nah, so the rodeo committee, dude, when you do the rodeo, it requires like hundreds, if not a couple thousand volunteers. But like the perk is that you get a badge that gets you free into the fair part of the rodeo, free into the actual rodeo, and free into the concert.
And then she's like, I brought my own steer.
Okay, there it is.
There's more and more details about this Houston trip coming to light. It's like he flew out mega cheap. Actually, this is not like a dig at him, but he flew out mega cheap. He stayed at his friend's house. house for free. He got into the rodeo and the concert for free. Awesome. No wonder he went to Houston. Yeah, dude, you spent like $10 all weekend.
You were there actually for a week. Was there any other highlights other than the rodeo that you should talk about?
Saw a bunch of friends that I hadn't seen in over a year. We barbecued our own brisket. We slapped this thing on 6 a.m. Was basically just checking it every half hour.
Did you hear that?
Spraying it down.
Yeah, well, that's how you cook brisket.
No. The draw. He was like 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
Oh, geez.
You out there for a week? You started talking country.
I don't even have a defense for that. It just probably comes out sometimes.
Oh my god.
So, like, well, no, I don't have it. But no, so besides that, went to one of my favorite restaurants anywhere, Taste of Texas, which is a great steakhouse down there.
Nice. That was her name.
Saw some
at the strip club.
Yeah, relax. Relax. Saw some old radio buddies that I hadn't seen since I've been down there. And yeah, man, dude, I had a blast.
Nice.
It was really good. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's great being there, obviously not spending any money, but it's great being there just with friends and everything. Oh, and that reminds me.
Yeah.
I did go to the great temple of Texas, Buc-ee's.
Nice. Well, I have some breaking news. I will be joining you in the glorious Buc-ee's experience. Ooh. Because I am taking a last minute day trip to Austin, Texas.
Ooh,
because our good friends at Daiso are opening up some new locations. They have some locations already, but they have even more. Like, you think Raising Cane's is opening up a lot of locations? Dude, Daiso is taking over America. Yeah. And they have some more locations coming to Austin. So I'm going to go there and do some social.
Nice.
But I'm going to try to fit in some Buc-ee's. And do you have any recommendations, Tyler?
I do, actually. So there's a couple things you can get there. You can get a bag of beaver nuggets, which is basically, you guys know that corn pop cereal?
Yeah.
It's a lot like that. It tastes a lot like that. Like, it's sweet, it's good, it's crunchy. So it tastes like that. They do their own barbecue in-house. It is glorious, dude. It is absolutely delicious. They do little cups of dessert, and they make their own dessert in-house. Their beef jerky and their taffy that they sell on the side is really good.
Yeah.
You can get their hot sauce. You can get their barbecue rub. Dude, do yourself a favor. Just buy one of everything. You didn't officially go unless you came back with a t-shirt, so you will definitely buy two or three of those.
Yeah, some merch.
That out there.
Do they have any other great novelties? That's what I'm more interested in, Tyler. Besides the t-shirts, like, I've seen people in Buc-ee's onesies.
Oh, Whitney Cummings posted her in a Buc-ee's bathing suit one time.
What?
Yeah.
Bro, there are Buc-ee's bathing suits. There are Buc-ee's pajamas. You want a Buc-ee's hat or a beanie, dude? I got you, dog. Like,
you just came from Buc-ee's. What did you bring for us then?
Yeah.
If you got us.
I did not.
What the hell?
But you got us. Okay.
Yeah, but like, dude, I bought two magnets for the fridge, too. Like, anything you want. So, like, this is one thing, like, no joke. You can go in, you can get basically the equivalent of a Big Gulp for $2. You can get your own barbecue, and then you go to the other side of the store, you can get a case for your gun. This place rules.
Nice.
Man. I'm just saying.
If you don't know what Buc-ee's is, just take a quick Google. They need to expand across the country so people can experience the Buc-ee's.
No, yeah. So, no, they don't. So keep that crap in the South.
You're not.
We don't need a Buc-ee's in California.
You're not for it.
Hold on.
Real quick, Tyler. You can jump in a second. Eric, then what would be the equivalent to a Buc-ee's? Why can't we have Buc-ee's in California?
Because where are you going to put a Buc-ee's? In the middle of nowhere, in like Riverside County, San Bernardino County, we have Flying J's, we have all those random ass trucks. We don't
at this level.
We need a Buc-ee's. Dude, you drop a Buc-ee's in Eagle Rock, the hipsters are going to burn that place down. You don't need that in California.
I don't disagree on that. It would be nice to have a Buc-ee's like off the 5 between Los Angeles and San Francisco. No, like, I mean, Harris Ranch is cool, but imagine if you had a Buc-ee's as well.
No, man, keep Buc-ee's in those crappy ass states like Missouri and Texas. California doesn't need this redneck ass crap.
Well, I know one person that's not going to get a Buc-ee's t-shirt now, and his name is Eric.
For reals, dude.
All right, what were you going to say, Tyler?
Much to Eric's dismay, it is slowly creeping west because Bucky's is going to be showing up in Colorado.
Oh, damn. So, it's getting close, Eric.
It's hide the kids.
Only a matter of time before only a matter of time before this thing slowly crosses over the Rocky Mountains and into the West Coast.
Let's see. We got Love's making it into Palm Desert, and we got a Quick Trip as far as Arizona.
We have those. You guys never drove and give me done the drive to Vegas and Arizona. We have California versions. We don't need one that has a beaver mascot. It's just,
I think the only equivalent to Bucky's would be Terrible's.
Oh, yeah.
In Gene, Nevada? Is it Gene, Nevada? Or Prim?
Well, it's all over Nevada.
Yeah. I would say that would be the only equivalent to Bucky's, but I don't think it's even at Bucky's level. So
only the big ones, but yeah, they rebranded a lot of different stops and gas stations as Terrible's. So if you go to one Terrible's, it's
not the same.
It's an AM/PM, but then you go to another one and it's the size of a Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah, the one I'm talking about has a White Castle inside of it. It's massive. Yeah. Now, Tyler, while you were in Houston, did you pick up more Houston Astros gear for the season? Your favorite team?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I did not.
You have enough already. No,
you guys know me. I've been an Angel fan, however, I've been barely.
Oh, God, here we go. How are you
No. I've just been incredibly pissed off at, the ownership and everything. So
we've gone over that 100 times.
I'm still sticking with that.
But I just want to know if you got new gear. But Eric, the whole reason I brought it up because Eric, dude, Dodgers rough start, don't you think, with all this drama going on?
It's been an interesting first 2 days.
Right?
That's for sure.
First, I was going to start with the pitcher.
Oh, Yamamoto.
They spent $300 million on. He's not doing so hot.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about that. It's his first game. Whatever. Yeah. We'll see how it is. Let me know if we do this for the first month of the season.
Gonna be a little bit worried.
Probably be worried about it. The first game, beat the Padres. That's always fun. But then, they give up 15 in the second game. And before that, Ohtani's interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, is fired because his name came up in some
illegal
bookkeeping. Yeah, in Southern California. But the kicker is, he was brought up because he used wire transfer money from Ohtani's bank account to cover his debts. So it's been such a weird story because he came up at first and he said, oh, Ohtani pretty much fronted me this money to get me out of my gambling debt. Uh-huh. And then the next day, Ohtani's camp is like, nah, dog, this is some massive theft where basically they're saying he stole almost $5 million.
Yeah, if Ohtani authorized those wire transfers.
Yeah.
Wire transfer is super old school. That's how they used to bust drug dealers back in the day. Because you're wire transfer. Who cares? You can Venmo people money and crap like that. Obviously not that amount. But back in the day, cocaine dealers and stuff like that, that's how they were able to give them huge sentences because they go, oh, you used a wire transfer. Those laws have not changed. So wire transfer stuff, that's automatic 10 years. Ohtani knowingly transferring that money through a wire transfer, he's mega screwed. So of course this guy is going to take the fall if Ohtani really did that.
I think what came out first is true. I think Ohtani covered this guy, his best friend, his interpreter, his right-hand man. Mm-hmm. I think he covered his debts at first. And then Ohtani's camp, his dumbass lawyers who didn't see this coming as still a bad thing, the next day were like, well, no, that's still bad. So then they are now painting it as, oh, no, this dude's been stealing from him. It just goes to show it's Ohtani needs better people around him because this got through without checks and balances in some capacity of whether or not Ohtani covered this guy or whatever. I don't think Ohtani's over going around gambling on anything.
No, I don't think so.
And then it just goes to show because Ohtani doesn't have he's not molded with legal teams and people pretty much checking him. So I think he probably did his boy a solid, covered his debts.
Yeah, didn't know the wire thing in America.
The guy, I guess it was reported, the guy told the team, the Dodgers, before the second game in South Korea, the story's coming out, I have a gambling problem, blah, 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 blah. And then it just really hit the fan when now there's two stories, when there's guys on record saying one thing, Ohtani willingly gave him this money to basically do him a solid, get him out of this debt. And then the next day, Otani's camp comes out no, this guy stole from Ohtani. And there's going to be some major ups and downs. This is nowhere close to being even done.
Yeah.
And it's, to say it was a weird first weekend of Dodger season would be
I know, right? It was supposed to be super exciting, and then all this drama's going down. I'm thinking the Dodgers, like, man, why couldn't this happen with the pitcher? Because if we needed an out, you no, know?
We don't need an out after one inning of play. Yeah. This is somehow the Angels' fault. This is going to come back to being on Tyler and
it was probably the Angels who ratted him out, because it's the guy from Orange County that Ohtani was giving all the money to.
You know what?
Yeah, dude, no, there's something to come out where the Angels facilitated this when he was in Anaheim, and then the interpreter, it's the Angels. It's always the Angels.
Yeah.
As of this morning, you should be thanking the Angels, because there's a quote that came out. I'm literally staring at it on Twitter right now. Came out 58 minutes ago from Jeff Fletcher, who works for the OC Register. He said he talked to several of Ohtani's former Angel teammates today. No one wanted to be quoted other than to say that they were all surprised. However, the one consensus that they all agree on is that there's no way Ohtani could have been the one placing the bets, because he never paid attention to any other sport besides baseball, which kind of makes sense, because if you're that good, you're not paying attention to anything else.
What was this guy betting on?
I don't think Ohtani could be that dumb to be betting on stuff when he's worth billions of dollars.
Apparently,
you know,
he was betting on soccer. Allegedly.
Oh, there's no way Ohtani was betting on soccer then.
World soccer.
It's dumb, man. Because the MLB is reporting on all this stuff, and then it's like, let's go back to the studio sponsored by DraftKings. It's what are you doing?
What? I know. It's like
that's legal gambling, okay? Because obviously you don't want to do anything illegal, but legal, it's right here.
I just don't get, like, even the person that was receiving the money, like, how did they not realize, receiving $500,000 wire transfers, you're not going to get caught. Like, the government is looking at that amount of money constantly. They're looking at, I think they brought it down to, you know, like your Venmos or your Zelles and stuff like that. Like, it gets on the government radar when you're sending $600. Like, how many payments of $500,000? Like it's
directly
not setting alarms off to
directly
random people
from Ohtani's account?
Yeah.
Like, his name's on the account?
Dude.
Like, does Ohtani not have a single person in his camp? Like, hey, man.
No.
You know?
This is not a good idea. Like, put it in a briefcase or something.
You know what's funny, though, if you think about it? So, one, yes, the government does do that. Mm-hmm. Even to the fact that, dude, my buddy's business just got red flagged by the tax people and banks because he had a deposit of Patreon for $6.
Yeah.
And they went, oh, no, we think that you're doing OnlyFans, and you're going through these banks, and we don't allow that, and it locked everything up.
Yeah.
So, dude, they're totally on the eyes of everyone.
I know, $500,000, $4 million of what he owed.
But also gamblers, man, they love the risk.
So dumb.
Look at Tyler.
But this is not a risk. This is a home run. Florida Marlins, all-you-can-eat sections for $52, all in or all out. I'll go to a Marlins game, all you can eat, Pepsi, popcorn, hot dogs. Are you in or out?
You could probably eat all you want and then sit wherever you want at a Marlins game.
True.
There's nobody there.
Yeah. You guys are in, right?
It reminds me of the Dodgers back when you used to be able to. They don't do it anymore because they revamped the whole outfield concourse area. It's pretty dope now, but you used to be able to buy tickets for right field pavilion and all you can eat. They weren't Dodger dogs. I won't give them that, but they were all you can eat hot dogs underneath the right field pavilion.
Well, you know, Philly, like, the fans are a little overzealous. Did you hear what happened with the dollar hot dog day? It got banned because they're throwing it on the field. I wanted to move on to food news because that's what I was leading into, but I forgot. Eric, you're going to be very happy about this. I want to go on this podcast right now and officially, because I've always been nice about them, and, you know, if you really said, hey, gun to your head, who is your favorite baseball team? I'm going to say the A's, right? But I've always been nice to the Giants. I have a lot of family members that are Giants fans, a lot of friends that are Giants fans. I've never, like, really trash talked them. But on this podcast right now, I would like to officially denounce the Giants.
They're okay.
Garbage. I will never support them again. They're a crappy-ass team. Because
I'm all for it. Hell yeah.
Imagine if the Dodgers got rid of Vin Scully just, like, out of nowhere, right? That's basically what the Giants just did with Rennell, their announcer for the past 20 years, radio DJ that I grew up on, and they just couldn't come together on a contract, right? Giants, just pay the lady what she's owed. She's done over 2,000 games for you. She's an iconic member of your organization. I'm sure it wasn't something ridiculous. You're the freaking Giants in San Francisco. Your tickets for your games are out of control, and you couldn't pay. All you do is like a little social post and say you parted ways. Get the F out of here. Giants, you are officially denounced, and you are dead to me.
The Bay is out the building.
Well,
Bay gone.
They gone. So you're. I just want to give you that nugget, Eric. Now I'll move on to some food news.
What an interesting podcast so far. You've got Eric so aggravated at Tyler for so many things, and then hold on. You this one.
I'm gonna denounce the Giants. Go A's. Here we go. You ready for some food news? Yes. Food news. Our friends at Lazy Dog Restaurants rule so hard, and I just want to give people a heads up on a food hack that I did the other day, because you know they're frozen TV dinners, right? They're massive. They're huge. Don't think about like a frozen TV dinner that you see in the grocery store that's like a little teeny tiny thing. This is like a full meal, okay? Yeah. Dude, they're selling Lazy Dog TV dinners. They're 10 bucks each, right? But if you buy five, you get an extra one free. So let's say you spend 100 bucks, right? When you average, you go to like some other restaurant somewhere else and you spend 100 bucks, you get like maybe a meal and a half. Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, I spent 100 bucks. I got 12 full meals.
Jesus.
So if you want to save some money, if you're strapped on cash and you're like, oh, how am I going to feed myself for like the next week? And you got 100 bucks, guaranteed Lazy Dog is your best option to have awesome meals 12 times in a row.
Menace was so hyped about this discovery, he called me and talked to me about it on the way home.
He called me about this as I was on my way to Lazy Dog. So it was just like basically putting the bug in my ear. But there was one other thing I wanted to point out about Lazy Dog while I was there the other day. Also, don't forget that Lazy Dog has Jolene's wings. Their wings are $1 per wing, right? And you get them in increments of five. We had some the other day, and the flavors were absolutely delicious. I decided to get a Kung Pao wing. Came with the little peanuts and sesame seeds on top. Absolutely delicious. Tasted just like Kung Pao chicken. And the person I was with got Cajun lime wings.
Nice.
And these have a perfect hint of lime to it. On top of that, you can get a Nashville hot ranch sauce with it. Absolutely delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely delicious. So for 10 bucks, we got 10 wings. Wolfed them down. Totally worth it, dude. This
I know.
So
with
good.
Prices out of control everywhere, I'm telling you, this is the best value out there right now.
Totally.
Yeah, so get down to Lazy Dog. Go to LazyDogRestaurants.com and find a location near you. Check them out. Also, check out those road trip bowls. Another place that you love, Tyler, Jack in a Box. Did you see this?
Yes.
There's Smash Jack Returns, the Smash Burgers. I love a good Smash Burger. The only place I don't love a good Smash Burger is Smash Burger.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like cafeteria hamburgers to me, but Smash Burgers all over the place, again, sweeping the nation as they have been for the past couple years. So good. I have not tried the Jack in a Box version, but it looks amazing. It is multi-layered. It looks like it has bacon and like some cheese sauce on it. I'm in. I'm here for it.
You know what? I'm all in on a Smash Burger. Speaking of Smash Burgers, I got to give a quick shout out to one place specifically. Went to this place back in December, November, something like that. Easy Street Burgers over in Studio City. Yo, those are some of the best Smash Burgers I've ever had in my life. Those are absolutely delicious.
I'm willing to try it. I had never even heard of it.
Speaking of smashing, who was Tyler with the other night?
Yeah, who are you going out and having lunch with?
That is between me and me alone.
Oh,
that was funny. So I'm glad this came up because I didn't want to ruin our great Lazy Dog talk and taint it with talks about who was at Lazy Dog with Tyler.
Yeah.
He's texting all of us like through the entire date.
Oh, really?
Because the Otani news came out, and then he starts, and something else was popping off, and what's new? And then we're like, Tyler, why are you talking to us when you're out at Lazy Dog with a chick? And he's like, she didn't understand the Otani news either, so I just wanted to like find out. And he's like, talking to us. I'm like, dude, what is he doing in the middle of the day just staring at his phone texting a bunch of guys?
How I live my life is my choice.
Because we've all sat down and ate out with Tyler before. And you know, his phone is literally glued to his hand, and he's just scrolling. You could see him.
Yeah,
like refreshing the Twitter feed.
I have to admit, I do the exact same thing, but I'm at least paying attention to what you guys are saying.
And you're married, dude. You got it locked down. You don't got to worry about it. Like, Tyler's out with a chick who's like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe she's scrolling too. Maybe they're texting each other, not even talking.
Dude, like,
Randy brought it up. He's like, why are you texting us? And he's like, nah, she wanted to find out about the Otani stuff too. I'm like, so find out together, not with me and Randy. Like, what the hell?
So I'm texting her, I'm talking with her about this while I'm telling you guys. And that was not the only conspiracy theory we got into that day, because we started talking about the whole Kate Middleton thing, and that was So yeah, which, by the way, actually, as we're recording this podcast, they just came out that apparently Kate Middleton has been diagnosed with cancer, and that's what the whole thing is about.
Oh, yeah. They cut away into a news report in the middle of the basketball games. I'm assuming Tyler's watching the same one.
Yeah,
Tyler's also,
I saw that pop up.
So. Tyler's also trying to get the attention off of him right now by bringing this up.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
No, I mean, because this is like a slight deflection, but this is also generally a big deal because I've seen like the conspiracy theories all over.
Okay, yeah, it sucks. We're talking about you and your date.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, she wanted to know as much as I did, so I just started reading the article. And so by this time, we had left Lazy Dog and we went to Brewery X for a little bit. So we get to Brewery X and the guy who was serving us our drinks started talking to us about it because it just kind of broke all over. And you know what? Lo and behold, I'm able to talk about it because I looked it up. All right. So leave me alone.
All right. Talking in circles, as usual. Okay.
I love it, though, because somebody out there is listening and they're literally adding all this together just like we do and putting all the puzzle pieces. And they have some board somewhere going, what is Tyler doing? Like, one day we'll find out what this all is.
All I'm going to say is if you're putting the pieces together, you need to worry about you and go make you some money, all right? Leave me alone.
What?
What is this guy even saying right now?
That is such a frustrated deflection. Like, what?
Okay. All right.
I'm not even going to lie.
I've been trying to move on for like an hour.
He's in panic mode.
Because he's going to give us nothing, as usual. Okay, so here's another thing. Have you tried or have you seen these new Little Caesars handheld crazy puffs? They look like pizza cupcakes.
Oh, yeah. I want them. Where are they?
I have seen them.
Yeah, they're like, you get like four of them for like $4. And so, like, imagine you get your pizza and then your crazy bread.
Yeah.
But then you can get a pizza and then little mini pizzas.
There's one down the street. Why aren't we there yet?
I want to go. I want to check it out. All right. I did have some more food news, but we'll move on. We got a lot of stuff to take care of because before we get out of here, we're recording on a Friday. Did you guys watch Roadhouse yet on Amazon? It ruled. Conor McGregor jacked. Jake Gyllenhaal jacked.
Roadhouse.
Kicking ass. Anybody? Just me?
Just you. Sorry, buddy.
I haven't watched it yet.
I'll give it a 7 out of 10. Some pretty cool fight scenes. You know?
Did watch Ricky Stenicki, though.
Oh, you did? Okay, what's your review?
Pretty good. I thought it could have been funnier. But John Cena is effing hilarious. I think he held up the whole movie.
Oh, for sure.
It's very much like what's the superhero guy? Not Homelander, that's Boys.
Oh, you're thinking Peacemaker. Yeah.
Peacemaker. Yeah, he's very much like a Peacemaker kind of character in that, like just kind of like, I don't know. He's really good in it. I think he's the funniest guy in it. The dude, the ginger guy from Bad Friends, he's all right. I feel like he was kind of forced.
Yeah, and he was like unnecessarily being over the top mean in it.
Yeah, which is kind of his character and everything he does, but it's like, okay, I don't know. But then like Zac Efron, I feel like could have been a little funny. His characters, like some of his characters' plot points seemed a little forced, but John Cena is definitely the guy you want to watch in it. He's hilarious in it.
Now,
I'd give it like a 7.5, not so much an 8, but it was good.
Alleged number one John Cena fan allegedly told us that he was going to watch the movie. What's your review?
Still haven't seen it yet.
Oh, damn it. Dude, just like The Mandalorian, he's never watching it.
All right.
I'll watch it. So the thing is, now my brother really wants to watch it with me for some reason. I don't know why. But I'm waiting for our schedules to kind of come in line so we have time to watch it. And basically, when I've been working, he's free. When he's been free, I've been working. So, or vice versa. I don't even know how I said that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, we'll get to it. We will get there.
Nice.
Shout out to John Cena. His acting has come a long way.
Amazing.
Like, ever since he did Transformers Bumblebee movie, on fire.
I'm going to throw something out there, and I don't even know if this is a hot take, but John Cena is better than The Rock when it comes to acting.
Whoa. I really think so. I say comedic acting, yes.
Yeah.
For sure. I still can't take him too serious on the action movie stuff because I just find John Cena so funny. Like, I don't really take him too serious in the Fast and Furious stuff.
Yeah.
And then The Rock, I'm like, he's funny, but John Cena is funnier.
Yeah.
This might be an unpopular opinion. Maybe it was because The Rock not acting like The Rock and forced to act like somebody else, like actually act, and it was just over the top. But I really like The Rock in the Jumanji movies.
he's actually
it's so over the top. Like he had to act, he has to act as somebody else acting as him. Like I don't know why, but I thought he's really funny in Jumanji. Yeah. But I feel that. I mean, you know me, how I feel with Fast and Furious. But John Cena is quickly, I think, overtaken The Rock as like the wrestler guy.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
honestly, I think it's John Cena and then Batista after, and then The Rock. Honestly,
I wouldn't go that far.
So, Batista's really good though. Yeah,
Batista does one really good Marvel movie, and everybody's all over his sack.
He got rave reviews for that cabin movie. I never watched it.
Oh yeah. Oh
no, Knock on the Cabin. So I saw that he was
Shyamalan
good in that
movie.
Saw that he was good in that. I haven't seen Dune, but people like him in Dune. He was in one of the James Bond movies, and he was in the newest Knives Out movie. Like, he actually has a pretty good resume under
and
his belt.
The Blade Runner sequel, he was amazing in that. That was a very serious role too.
Well, once you guys,
he was all right. He's all right in the second Knives Out movie. He was okay in that one.
All right. Well, Eric, yeah.
Oh, see, he's turning our way a little bit.
Turn around. Yeah. Still not going to turn around on Bucky.
Like, he is good, but I don't think he's better than The Rock. Like,
we'll see who gets
good enough where I might even go see Trainwreck with that dumbass main chick in it. Like, I might dabble in that and see how long I can handle that movie because of John Cena.
Yeah.
I saw that when it came out. And I can't stand Amy Schumer. I do not like her. That movie's pretty funny because of the cast that's put around her.
No, like, never even mind. I take it back. I cannot stand Amy Schumer. I can't even talk about this. Can't do it.
And he's out.
I mean, it's fair. Like, I'll even admit, like, you guys know me. I don't like LeBron at all. He's actually kind of funny.
That's right.
That
he's in that. No way I'm watching this movie. Never mind. I take this all the way back. I can't even joke.
All right. How about this? Are you excited for this? Did you watch the little clip, not even a full trailer, Beetlejuice?
Oh, yeah. In? Totally in.
Are we in or out? Nobody? Just us?
I haven't seen it. I don't even think I've seen the first Beetlejuice.
What?
Oh, my God. Yeah,
never seen the first Beetlejuice.
What?
Sorry.
You guys are as bad as Randy now.
Oh, God. I can't believe that.
How? It's a classic.
Yes, it's super classic. How do you even... What? All right. We're going to have to revisit that. We don't have time to dig deep and how you
You're
just like
88.
I understand.
There was a cartoon that was on while we were kids on Fox Kids called the Beetlejuice cartoon. Like, did that make you want to watch?
Beetlejuice wasn't just an 80s movie that got released and then went away.
There was a musical show at Universal.
You guys know me. I grew up in a religious household. That was probably a no from the get-go. So I have an excuse. I don't know about Eric, but that's my excuse.
Okay. Tyler, no booze. No Beetlejuice, no ladies, okay?
Yeah.
None of that.
Yeah, forget it.
I thought you were going for three straight Bs, and then you said...
Do you know what I feel like I didn't really see a lot of marketing for? I mean, that wasn't just like in my face constantly, was the Ghostbuster movie that's coming out this weekend. Like, I saw like the popcorn buckets that Randy was trying to get, but I felt like that was like a month ago, and the movie is finally out this weekend, and I feel like it wasn't in my face, like, hey, the movie's dropping. Am I wrong, or did I just whiff on that? Or did you see a lot of marketing behind it?
I feel like you're half right on that. I feel like I didn't see any marketing on it until last week. Then all of a sudden, every other commercial break, there's a Ghostbusters trailer in it. It feels like they decided to hop on the marketing train, like, super late.
I feel like they actually had a lot of marketing before the writer's strike. I was seeing like a lot of tie-in, like Hostess things and Serial. It was almost like the second, the last movie continued, you know, and they just kept pumping things out. Toys, I saw toys on the toy shelf already for Ghostbusters. Then the writer's strike, and the only thing I've seen is like a car insurance ad that has like the little marshmallow guys running around. That's it.
Oh, really?
That's it.
I feel like I didn't see anything, and I just heard Ravy talk about it on there. Oh, the Ghostbusters movie is out this weekend. I go, really?
Can I point out also, just maybe, I was a little surprised I didn't hear anything about us talking on the show of the Empire State Building and the giant Star Wars thing that they had.
That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, let's talk about Ghostbusters that no one's promoting.
Shout out to Ghostbusters.
Oh, but we love Ghostbusters.
Okay, I want to move on to something else. something I'm super excited about. I've been trying to post it in our group chat and show you guys because, Eric, this is right next to your work. Cosm is basically like a, I'll say like a sphere, right? So, you know, the Las Vegas sphere, how all the screens work. But this is like an entertainment space where you can watch fights, you can watch basketball games, you can watch any sporting event, and you just sit there and you party, and it just pretty much just consumes you like if you're actually at the game. It looked freaking incredible. If you want to check it out for yourself, just go to cosm.com, Cosm. And they're actually hiring right now. That's the reason I want to shout out Cosm, because, you know, if you're looking for work and you want to be a part of the future, check out this place. It's incredible. Also, they're going to have a job fair. This is because I've been following their Instagram account since the beginning, so I know all this information. It's not like random. April 12th and 13th, you can go apply in person. I'm telling you, look up this place. It is the future of sporting events and entertainment venues.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. First of all, you say right by my work, the rendering literally puts it like outside my office window,
yeah,
which is kind of crazy. Yeah. I haven't heard about this. But yeah, it looks like it's literally, it's not like a VR headset, but it gives you that feel where you're just in the middle of it. It's it's the future.
It is. It's like, it's so hard to explain it and get it out in words that you just have to see it for yourself.
26 meter LED dome, 65,000 total square feet facility, 1,700 guests. So it's, yeah, you literally just sit in the middle of it. And it's, I mean, they have, I've seen some of these things where they almost do, it's not a full dome, but they have like walled theaters where you're sitting in it. So like it kind of projects it around you a
yeah,
little bit more.
But this thing consumes you.
This is the future of everything, man. Like everything is like, you know, domed around you and you get the full immersive experience because they're trying to get you out of your seats, which is the VR headsets, and into theirs, which is going to look better, more experience and stuff like that, better sounds.
I see you and Randy hanging out at this thing constantly.
Dude, take a lunch break.
It'd be awesome. All right, one other thing I want to shout out is I did this last year and Mid Valley YMCA, April 6th. It's a Saturday. I don't know 100% on what time I'm going to be there, but most likely from 10 to noon. But this is open to everybody. Even if I'm not there, just go to this thing. If you know anybody that needs eyewear or needs to get their eyes checked for free, 100% for free, you can go to this event. It's called The Power of Sight. Again, it's going to be at Mid Valley YMCA, April 6th. I have been supporting Power of Sight for the past couple of years now. And I'm telling you, straight up, you go there, you need to get an eye exam, 100% for free. After the eye exam, 100% for free, they'll give you a pair of glasses. It is legit. Now, it's funny because I'll go there and I'll do some Woody Show giveaways like I'll do again this time around. And I always give away raffle tickets, right?
Yeah.
And the last event, I'm giving away these raffle tickets. And this guy, this older gentleman, he like looks at the raffle ticket and then he pulls it away from himself because he couldn't see the numbers on there. And I go, dude, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I need some glasses. I'm like, that's the whole reason we're here. And he's like, oh, really? Because he was just a Woody Show fan. Yeah. He just wanted to come by and like get some Woody Show merch. I'm like, dude, let's walk over here. Let's get you an eye exam and then let's get you a free pair of glasses. And he thanked me so much because glasses are not cheap.
Yeah.
He's like, I really couldn't afford to go get an eye exam and some glasses. He's like, the guy was almost in freaking tears that I hooked him up. Like, I remember when I put off getting glasses for so long. And then when you put them on, like how life changing it is, you're like, oh my God, I couldn't believe I was living like that.
Right.
You know? So if you know anybody, young or old, that needs glasses, April 6th, Mid Valley, YMCA, don't be shy. Come on through. Most likely, I'll be there from 10 to noon. I just got to make sure I can get there in time because I'm going to be driving in from Coachella Valley that day. But just come through. It's going to be a 7-hour event. It starts at 9 a.m. Just Google Power of Sight and you can get all the details.
It's in Van Nuys. Like, yeah. It's right there. You can just find it.
Pop in, say what's up. I know Real 92.3 is going to be there. Last time I was there, Big Boy was there.
Big
the
Boy.
Whole
Crucia.
Real team. Yep, they'll be there hanging out. So come on by. Get some free stuff. Get free glasses.
But that's an amazing free thing that they're doing. Amazing opportunity for people. And again, it's right in Van Nuys. It's like in between Sherman Way and Van Owen off of Van Nuys Boulevard, right in the middle of the valley.
And they have a big parking lot. So just drive into the parking lot, park.
Perfect.
And come on inside. Say hi to me. Say hi to all the other staff. Don't be shy. All right. Speaking about Coachella Valley, I'm like way behind. I got to get on the road before everyone starts driving out to Vegas and Palm Springs. But thank you for listening to this podcast. Please rate and review it. Just go to whatsnewpod.com. That's whatsnewpod.com. Also, don't forget, myself and Bort, we're going to be at Huntington Park, Raising Cane's, the opening, April 2nd from 1 to 3 p.m. Woo. Come hang out with us. We're going to have a bunch of giveaways, as usual, for theme parks, Woody Show merch, and more. Also, I forgot to even freaking mention it, our 10-year anniversary party is happening April 13th with freaking Cypress Hill. Dude. It already sold out. The only way you can get in is listen to The Woody Show, so make sure you do that. Big shout out to our friend Joe Coy, who is traveling the country. Just go to joecoy.com, see where he's going to be at next. Shout out to our boy Gabriel Iglesias. He is also traveling. I was looking at his schedule. Dude, he already has stuff booked up until September of this year, so he's going to be all over the place. Go to fluffyguy.com. That's fluffyguy.com. I layered myself in blankets by Tracy last night. It took every blanket she's ever given me, and I piled it on myself, and then I turned the thermostat like way down, like 65, 66, and I just pile them on. It is so comfortable. Get yourself a blanket. Go to blanketsbytracy.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y.com, or just Google Blankets by Tracy and pick one up today. Brett, what is happening at Shasta Jeans Boutique?
We are full restock of gummy bear earrings, and that's because we are just finishing up supporting Shasta's birthday month. Thank you for everybody that ordered items. And you can find loads of new jewelry items and, of course, the crystal ball sacks. You got to protect your balls, your crystals with a beautiful crystal ball sack. Go to ShastaJeansBoutique.com with two O's, good spooky, or hit the link in my link tree at St. Bor on Instagram. Trying to get you out of here, Menace.
All right, sweet. Nice. Also, pick up some Diego hot sauce. Just go to DiegoHotSauce.com or just search Diego Hot Sauce on Amazon. Listen to the Sex with Emily podcast. Just go to SexWithEmily.com or just search her on Instagram and TikTok. Just search Sex with Emily. Check out the clips and then listen to the podcast. Also, big shout out to our friends Matt and Kim who are performing at music festivals all over the country. If you see them on the lineup, make sure you check out their set. And speaking of music festival, dude, big shout out to the Brouhaha production people for putting on Shamrock Rebellion. I got to enjoy that in Silverado, California, and in Las Vegas. That production company puts on so many cool shows. I was showing Bort. I'm like, dude, this is your jam, man.
Oh, yeah. Like, and it was funny seeing their back catalog of everything that they put on. I'm like, I love that band. I'm like, they put on ska shows, punk shows, just everything. Yeah, everything I'd want to go to.
Like, so much fun. Go to my Instagram, at Menace, M-E-N-A-C-E. You'll see the Shamrock Rebellion post that I did for Las Vegas. In the caption, you can get to their username and see all their upcoming shows in like San Francisco, Dallas, Orlando, all over the country. Super fun events. And I'm going to be giving away some tickets for an event of your choice. So go to my Instagram, find out more information, M-E-N-A-C-E. And don't forget, listen to The Mothership, The Woody Show, Monday through Friday on the iHeartRadio app. Eric, do you have anything to say before we leave?
I know people are going to use this Ohtani stuff as another notch in their belt for their Dodgers hate. You can all effing suck it. You hate us because you ain't us.
And forget the Giants, fool.
Yeah, you're done. The Giants, man.
Done. Dunzo. You can't be doing my girl Ranelle like that. You're dead to me. Shout out to the A's. We out here. Vegas A's all day. All right. Tyler, you have anything to say before we leave?
Yeah, lazy dog rules, number one. And number two, to steal a line from Eric, I believe there's only 6 days left until the start of baseball season, at least for everybody else besides the Dodgers and Padres.
Yeah.
Another
sidebar on that real quick. Sorry. That's so stupid what they did to the Dodgers and the Padres. You go over there, you play two regular season games, you fly back here, you play three more preseason games, and then you start the season. It's so stupid how they schedule this.
Yeah, Ravy was actually talking smack about it on the air.
So dumb.
I think everybody was actually talking smack about it. Like, this makes no sense.
Yeah, especially because, you know, the two fans that of the teams are in California. These games started at 3 a.m. Yeah. So, yeah, no, incredibly dumb.
I mean, we were
But, yes, also yeah, F the
I was,
Giants.
I was
F
watching. It was on in the building because we're awake. But, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. F the Giants. Never forget that the Angels were the ones that kept them from winning a World Series with Barry Bonds just throwing that out there.
All right. That's the one thing they did. The one thing.
The one thing that Mets will still be happy about. Yeah.
And I know my family is going to be upset with me, but you know what? I'm an East Bay rider. A's all day. Let's go. All right. Now, Brett, do you have anything to say before we leave?
Yeah. First of all, one, thank you, Menace, for the care package from the Shamrock Rebellion, picking me up a few t-shirts. Thank you so much.
No problem.
I really appreciate it.
It was a Woody Show listener that actually was selling them.
Oh,
I found
really?
Out after I bought them. But I was like, do you pop up everywhere? Let me shout you out. I got their info, actually, if you want to check them out.
Yeah, of course.
But I had to ask for the authenticity of the Misfits shirts because I'm like, hey, I need to know that this is the Danzig era Misfits because I don't want to be buying the ones that are... And then so they guided me and got the right one.
Awesome. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
No problem.
And also, quick shout out to Lucasfilm and Disney. The trailer for Star Wars Acolyte came out, the new series that's set before the prequels in the Star Wars universe, and it looks amazing. I can't wait to watch it.
Nice. All right. One last thing. Please email us, writethepod@gmail.com. I know you've been emailing, and I'm sorry I keep on forgetting to put it in my lineup of things to talk about on the pod, but we will get to your emails. Keep on writing an email. If you have a comment or something to say or some feedback, or if you want to holler at Tyler, add to the rotation of his ladies out there, write us. writethepod@gmail.com. That's writethepod@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and we'll see you next week.
What's new? What's new with Menace?